views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got a great show for you. Yes, famously dead speak. And they're speaking to Lisa Najjar, joining me here today. And so why is that important? Well, Lisa's a medium. And I have a copy of her book. And we were just talking. Benny had to say, like, okay, we're getting ready to go live. Because we're, like, talking about half of the show before we even get on to do the show. But what is it about messages that come through us? For this international psychic medium, you know, also the author of Dying to Tell You, Channel Messages from Famously Dead, and that's what I, absolutely what we're talking about. But today, Dying to Tell You, what does that mean? Dying to Tell You. Yes, there are messages that are trying to get to us. And why is it that we are so turned around about hearing them? Well, here we go. We're going to talk with Lisa about, first of all, what does it feel like to be this medium? What does it feel like to have folks come through her, talk through her? And what is it about Lisa's role in bringing this forward in the world that not only can be quite fulfilling, but quite challenging? Lisa, it's great to have you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's so wonderful to be here.
You know, it's fascinating to me because I think sometimes, and I want to start out with this question, because Benny and I have seen a lot of things in the 15 years we've been together. I mean, we've seen things within the studio when we've had people in the studio that are transporting material through a portal and the material flows out or through their mouths onto the studio table, just like that. I mean, we have seen a lot of things, but yet we're living in a world where we have an opportunity to really step into a level of transformation from the messages that are bringing forth. And yet, I don't know that we know how to listen. And I'm not talking about you, Lisa, but I'm talking about the rest of us. What are your thoughts on that?
You're so right. And it has been challenging for that very reason. We are living in a time that is, I think, unprecedented. We're going through, and this isn't just new age mumbo jumbo, it really is happening. We're going through this period called ascension. And what that means is that the veil between this world and the next is thinning. And people from all walks of life, and children and youth and people who would never have spoke, you know, about this kind of thing, they're all saying, wow, you know, something's been happening, or I'm really noticing time is speeding up, or I'm starting to see things, or I was having these experiences, what does this mean? Or all these kinds of questions are coming from people that wouldn't ever believe. And that's it's really happening, Dr. Pat, because we're ascending from, they say, the third dimension, which is what we live in, up to the fifth. And the fifth is one of peace, love, unity, brotherhood of man. And it's that creative consciousness. There's no more of this survival consciousness stuff that we're all trapped in. And we've just lost lost our way. That's really what's happened. But the higher beings, the beloved, you know, people, the Jesus and some of the Buddhas and some of these great masters and teachers have come to the earth to prepare us for this, and this really is happening. And I feel like the messages in my book, these film stars and creative, you know, beautiful creative souls in history and world leaders and wonderful master teachers were here, you know, doing what they did on the earth, and they're coming back to say, hey, something's happening, something's changing. Let's be on board here and let's give it a hand. And it's all about coming into that oneness and that unity and peace. So, but it's hard to listen, just changing a pattern, just changing a habit. How difficult is that? I can't do it half the time. So just changing some small thing in our lives is hard. This is a whole kind of way of being, a way of thinking, a whole perspective. So I sympathize with all of us on this earth. It's tough, but we're doing it.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, we're starting to see it more and more. You know, I've been asked to be part of an upcoming event to really take the message of love out into the world. And it's a filming it's going to be happening October 1st down in LA. And, you know, when I was asked to be part of this, you know, when I looked at the people that are also going to be part of this video, I remember thinking to myself, wow, Pat, how do you even get in the presence of these people? And then what I realized after I said that is we have a network that has started, you know, 10 years ago in the Dr. Pat Show 15. And our message has always been about positivity. It's always been about finding that common ground. And I find this interesting today on how people are struggling to find that common ground. And so here's what I want to ask you. If you had to characterize the messages in this book, and I know this is hard to do, so I'm going to take a leap of faith in asking you, but if you did have to characterize the messages in the book, what would you say the general message is?
Well, it has to be love. And I mean, these in the book, they're just basic, really, really simple principles for this really, really complicated world. And they're talking about if we live by the principle, really, the golden rule. But say love, which is that, peace, those all fall under that heading. And I feel like if we do that, it will change everything, not only ourselves. When we are in joy and in peace and in love, all the cells of our whole body vibrate to a different level, and it cures illness. It does everything for us. That's just us. And then it ripples out. There's an energy that then ripples out into the world. And Elvis said in the book, and you would probably remember this, but he said, my God, if I could have seen what one act of kindness does and the ripples that flow from that out into eternity, I would have done kindness all day long. And that's the bottom line. It's really about love. And that's not only love of ourselves, which is really, really important. We really have to love ourselves. Number one, really important. And then, of course, each other, which is just an extension of us. God, of course, is always in there because God is all. And then love bonds between this world and the next. They don't die. Paul Newman talks about that. So love between, you know, our deceased loved ones and us. It's not gone anywhere. So I think love all the way around. It just changes everything. One person at a time, one cell at a time, one project at a time, one country at a time, and on it goes.
Mm. You know, as you think about yourself in the author of this book, and of course, you are a connecting 24/7. You're somebody that is in the flow of the messages being brought forth. Do you ever ask yourself, and this is kind of an interesting question, do you ever try to go back and think about, wait a minute, I'm Lisa, here I am, and I'm just this person that was this child that now is sharing information as you channel messages from the dead. I want to ask you this. What was it like being you and the discovery of being you?
It was, I think there are days that I can still say I'm questioning, how did I even get here? Because I was a court reporter, is what I was. And so here I was just reporting in court and selling handmade foot jewelry on the side. And, you know, being a single mother and all those kinds of things. And I always had an overriding sense of wanting to influence the world and raise the consciousness on the planet. That was always what I felt I would do somewhere, somehow. So I did it through a world unity design that I created and a TV show that was actually channeled through me with the help of Walt Disney that I'm going to be pitching here soon. But all those things, but never did I think it would be like this. I had this gift, but I didn't think I'd ever use it in this way. I would just read for friends and family if they wanted to connect with a deceased loved one. I would do it as a gift to them, but really didn't want to do this as a living. And then circumstances came where I share in the book where there was a high-profile missing persons case, and somebody was telling me about it, and I suddenly could feel the woman. And they didn't know if this woman and her husband had died or not. The family was still looking. And the woman was there, and she came home with me for 2 weeks and said, you have to find my daughter. You have to find my daughter. I waited and waited because I thought, how could I possibly call a woman and tell her this? So the woman wouldn't let me off the hook, and eventually I had to agree to get a hold of her daughter and research and find out who it was. So I did. I promised I would do that. And she said to take a piece of paper and a pen, and she channeled a poem through me, a simple poem. So I called, I found out who this was. It wasn't difficult. It was a high-profile case. Found out who this family was, had to call this woman, imagine that, and make this awful phone call. Well, the woman did believe in it. I didn't know if she did or not. She did believe, and she came over to my house immediately. And asked for a message from her mother, and of course was devastated because, of course, this means that her parents are now deceased. And she started to cry when I gave her the poem and said, we've worked with over 150 psychics and mediums, and now I know it really is my mother, because a week before she passed, we set it up. We were in the kitchen cooking, and we set it up where whichever one of us died first, we would send a message, a written message from heaven. It would have to be written. And that's how she knew. And so when that happened, it made me realize that this is really an important gift. And perhaps I ought to be using it. And that sort of was the turning point for me. But again, as recently as just a couple days ago, sitting in a group doing my events, I thought, what am I doing here? I can't believe this is my life. And so you just never know what spirit has in store for you. And like you, I'm sure this, you know, things evolved, and you find yourself probably now doing things you can't imagine, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you what happened today. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what does it take to believe in the unbelievable? And Lisa, we have copies of the book to give away, by the way. And for those of you that want to call in, please do. 1-800-930-2819. Dying to tell you. Channel messages from the famously dead. When we come back, I want to know from Lisa, who shocked you the most? That's my, I always like that question, Lisa. Who shocked you the most? We'll be right back, everybody.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I was talking with Lisa during the break, and as I said before, you know, this is someone that is known for her mediumship and now has brought forward a message and a book, Dying to Tell You, right? You can go to Dying to Tell You Books with an S.com. But we were just talking about, let's just call it destiny, but more than that, because we're interactive players. Lisa, before we go there, and Benny, you should know we have 4 copies of the book to give away today. Lisa, tell us about how else people can find out about you and what you do.
The best place would be my website, and it's the easy way to get there is 444books. That's 3 4s, 444books with a plural.com. And that way they can read about the readings that I do. I do hospice mediumship, so for people who are passing and they're, of course, frightened and don't know what to expect, don't know if there is anything to expect, but I let them know there really is. There's more than enough to expect. It's amazing. It's truly amazing on the other side. And I do something on the other side, the flip side of that, real frivolous and cute and fun, which is psychic matchmaking, because and again, I don't see people, you know, your partner from across the globe for you, but if you're in that dating game and you've got all these coffee dates and it's really challenging to find the time to go with all these different people, I can help you narrow the list down and tune into these different people by first name only and just say, oh, this one's got this going, this one would be, you know, this, or this one's married or has addictions or whatever, anger problems, whatever. So it's helpful. It just gives a little bit of a roadmap and also really helps us figure out our readiness for love, because we can all say, I want to be rich or I want to have love. But do we really, do our core beliefs line up with that? Or is our consciousness one of lack or, you know, misery and sadness? We have to figure out what blocks are in the way of love and money and all those other things. health, good health, all of that. So I can help really look into the soul and see where you are at with all those things and help with that roadmap to getting to where you want to go. So there's lots of different, and then of course regular mediumship, regular psychic work, which is love and career and finances and soul path. So many different avenues there, and on the website we'll have all of that, plus the book, of course, and I'm putting together courses to help us with our intuition, because we all have it, and lots of people want to know how to develop it, and it's easier now than ever before, because that veil is lifting.
And I got to talk to you about that, because this is where I want to go with both what you have in the book, but really beyond what you have in the book, Lisa, what your message is. And let me just start at this point. I was talking with you during the break about something that I've been asked to be part of, and I'm not we're not ready to announce it just yet. But it's something that involves a ton of celebrities, and really it's in the spirit of love. And so this is a kind of funny story. And so I forwarded the information to Linda on my team, and Linda is who booked this, and then Jessica. And it's so interesting, because I think for us, we are so focused on what we're doing in the world right now. I mean, we are literally on the verge of launching a 10-channel network with new technology that's borderline AI, right? So our heads are down, and that's where I am. And so when I said to them, hey, I've been invited to this event, you know, they want me to fly down to LA to do this video, and here's the list of people so far. The response is, oh, well, that's cool, right? The response, that's cool. Okay, let's get back to work. And I think that part of us doesn't really believe that things like this happen to ordinary people. And I think there's part of this that you've talked about, and I want to get to it, and I want you to share some stories in the book as well. I have always known that there was something that I was meant to do. I mean, who spends close to $1 million buying airtime to be an independent radio host over a 15-year period? Who does that? But that's never been my goal. It was always to reach millions and then live life full out. I want to ask you, I'd like you to talk about some of the stories, or one story in particular, if you can think about it, where you were, shall I say, shocked into believing. Because right now, I need to stay with the belief of this and the energy of this and the way that I believe God, spirit, universe works. And I think that's part of your journey too. Is it?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely is. Now, I was always a believer. I mean, at 5 years old, I think I said to my mother, I think I got off on the wrong planet, because why are things the way they are here? They're not supposed to be this way. And there are people that are born, I think, to really affect change in a more global sense. And I had that sense, and I've been told it's called an energetic signature that we are carrying, and we're here to affect change. We're light workers, in other words, and that's a term you'll probably hear bantered about in the New Age circles as well. But it's true. We're bringing light. But I would like to share that. In the book, it says, but I've also myself noticed it, because I have a love of youth. I love, love, love young people. And I've ran youth groups for years and all sorts of other things all through my life. And these beautiful young people, they really have the answer. So while a lot of, you know, the older generation is finding their way, and some of us are here to do this and some to do that, and you're absolutely here to affect change, Dr. Pat. There's no doubt in my mind. So there you are doing that. And that's why you were called, because you have that energetic signature. You are a light worker, and you are here to really have change and make change on this planet. And now is the time. The spirit world is telling me, the masters come to me all the time now. I'm noticing almost every group I do, they're coming to me. And they're sharing, whether it's archangels, Jesus, of course, and various of the master teachers, they're coming to me and they're saying, this is the time. It's not just been prophesied or written about. It's not just been talked about. It actually is happening. And we're going to see tremendous change from this point forward. And a lot of it, we must look to the young people because they are, they've come in with more what we call more of the Christ consciousness. And they're going to be the ones that will move this world into more of a heavenly state. But we're the ones that can actually get it done. They have the knowing and the ideas, and we can sort of make it happen. And that's where I think you'll be front and center with that. But in terms of, so yes, I believe you're totally on your right path, and follow that. That's my psychic tune in for you today, Dr. Pat. Follow that path because you're being taken somewhere wonderful, and you're part of that whole, this whole beautiful change in the world. So go and rejoice, as they say.
And, you know, I love what you're talking about. I want to just say this before we go to the break. You hit something so important. Let me tell you what you hit. And I hope we can talk about it through the stories. And we also have folks calling in. There's this opportunity for generations that have come before to not just look at the newer generations with awe and language, but to partner, to work with, to join forces with, whatever the language is. Because if you looked at our team right here on the show, we range in ages from 22 to 70. And what I want to say about that is this is a group where age has takes second fiddle to wisdom and common ground. And I think what you're talking about is this is a way where we have to put these things aside. We're seeing it play out right now in our government here in the United States, right in the Congress. We are seeing this now as there's an opportunity. And boy, I'll tell you, we are being brought together by the strangest things. But there is an opportunity where the young, let's just call them that, they didn't call them rookies, but I think that, I don't know, whatever, freshmen, where the freshmen are calling for a coming of the hearts together. And I think that what you're talking about is what's going to save this planet and help us thrive, because we can no longer isolate ourselves and separate ourselves as human beings. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the voices in the book. We actually have a caller. We're going to find out from Benny just what about. Got copies of the book to give away. And is it planetary? I mean, is it really about the new moon, the full moon, or is it all of the above? We'll be right back with Lisa.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back, everybody. It's great to have all of you tune us in. Lisa, do you mind letting folks know how they can find out more about you, but also how they can get a copy of the book? Because we're going to touch upon this. We do have a caller. We'll take our caller. But, you know, part of what I want to talk about is some of the messages and some of these folks that are bringing messages forward.
Yes. You can reach me at 444books.com. That's three fours and plural books, 444books. And that will share all the information about private readings that I do and any courses that are upcoming where I might be speaking. I do speak and I talk about women because there's messages about women's empowerment, youth empowerment, about death and how to live like we're dying while we're living. So I do talks in all those kinds of fields to really empower people, and they're all motivational talks, and I'm available for all of that. And there's some talk topics on my website. All of that is there, and of course, the book is there. So yes, please come and see me.
Wow. I'm doing a little imaging, and I'm imaging and imagining what it's like to be you, but I'm also imagining some days what it's like to be me. Right now, let's take our caller, because I'm imagining what it's like to be our caller listening to the two of us. Betty, who do we have?
We'll take Ann calling in from Washington. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hello.
Ann. How are you?
I have to say, first of all, I'm great. And I love all things Dr. Pat. You're phenomenal.
Thank you, Ann. That's so
Period.
Wonderful.
End of
Thank
story.
You.
And I'm a fellow Pollyanna.
Yes. Pollyanna yeah. rocks.
Yes, honey. I'm a Pollyanna
Should
girl.
Should I get a t-shirt? Like, well, Should I go do a little t-shirt on that? Because, you know, Benny gave me that nickname, Pollyanna Patty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We should go get like a little mug or something, I think. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, sorry,
it's not
sorry,
that we don't have bad hair days. So I just want to be clear about that. It's not that
right.
we don't have bad hair days, but let's help you not have a bad hair day. I want you to meet Lisa.
Yeah.
Hi, Ann. Oh. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Sue.
Good. And how can I help you today?
Well, just a general read. What are you picking up on? Something I should be doing or not doing, or am I on the right track? Any
the first
helpful?
Thing that I hear is that there are unexpressed gifts in you that have not been expressed. So perhaps you did way back when and you sort of put them away. And actually, Dr. Pat and I discussed this just before we got started, that George Harrison, I shouldn't have favorites, but he was kind of a favorite in my book. And I just felt a real resonance with him. He's such a beautiful soul. And he also came recently on actually the anniversary of his death for a private message for me, which shocked me because I didn't know that was the anniversary of his death at all. I had no idea. Anyways, he came and he talked a lot about passion, about really, really following our passion and how it's imperative. It's not an option anymore. It's imperative because I'll tell you this, I work with the dead and the dying, and across the board, they all say, I should have this, I wish I this, I this, I this, I this, and it's not about work, and it's not about making more money. It's always about what is unexpressed. So what I feel inside here for you is, you know, you're going along and life's okay, and I feel like you somehow dropped the ball on certain passions, maybe creative abilities, and creative can be anything from art to being creative in business. It runs the gamut. But you do have a creative tendency, and some people, for them, it's an option to be creative. It's a gift they have and they can use or not use, just like I could have been psychic in this life or not. It wouldn't have mattered because I've been that in so many lifetimes. I have some other things I need to do too. Whereas with you and with some people, you have to, because if you don't express them, it's almost like we atrophy in some way. And I'm really getting for you that there's this beautiful creative spirit that wants to be unleashed out in the world. And even if you are following it, doing it on the side or doing it for a living, I want you to do more of it. I want more focus on that creative side of you. And I think you'll notice everything about your life improving tenfold. I mean, all of it, relationships and flow of prosperity, all of it. And so does that resonate at all with you?
I just stepped out of the box a little bit and started an Instagram handle. So I'm doing that, and I just kind of don't know where else. And I have some other stuff going on in my life that is kind of heavy, and it has nothing to do with my, you know, cute little hobby of posting pictures on Instagram. So I'm wondering if any of that is tapping in.
Well, I think I was meaning more than just posting pictures on Instagram. I should have been more clear then. When I say that, it's more of a, it's a deep soul. There's a lot of gifts that are unexpressed. So we come into the world with gifts. Whether those gifts are hospitality, whether those gifts are art and dance, whether those gifts are, organizing and putting people together and groups together, but there's unexpressed passion. So there's things inside that I feel like they want to come out. And those things really do have a ripple effect on the rest of our lives. So, they're not going to trump, that's a euchre term I'm using. they're not going, and not the president, but they're not going to trump, you know, negative things that are going on in your life if you've got an illness or a personal, you know, relationship struggle or something like that. Obviously, those things need to be dealt with. But just overall, I feel there's just, when maybe today or tomorrow, take a walk in nature, just kind of when you're getting quiet or you meditate or whatever, just sort of think about what are some of the things that you, if you had a few million bucks and life was easy peasy and you could do anything, what would you do? What would you be? Who would you speak to? Is there something, a spiritual event you've always wanted to go to, a trip you wanted to take? Who would you be with? All those kinds of questions. That's what George wanted us to get. Imagine that. Imagine you could have anything you wanted. The genie's right there. What would it really be? And then make plans to go towards that thing. So sometimes
I am taking a Reiki. I'm taking a Reiki workshop next month.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes, because I was going to say there's also, it's all in that spiritual realm too. When you first started talking, I felt you did have that, a spiritual leaning. So energetic work would be fabulous for you. Absolutely, yes. And if there's a specific issue in your life, I feel also that you're very guided. And have you ever looked into developing, this intuition that I firmly believe we all have? Or do you sense that you have that gift? Because I think you do.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get signs and symbols and... that's what my Instagram thing is all about, because I have this weird phenomenon happening. And so I just had a knowing one day of like, it was kind of popped into my brain. It was like, well, you have to post these pictures, you know, so it's fun.
Wonderful.
And I do that every day. But yeah, oh no, totally the intuitive. I've been listening to Dr. Pat forever, and it's just totally speaking my language and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wanting to probably starting to fine tune it a little bit, because I was a corpy as well for 24 years in, you know, downtown Seattle. So go, 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 go. And now it's like, well, the spiritual side of me has been, it just exploded when my mom died when I was 33. Mm. And it's real. It is so real. It's just nuts. So I'm just wondering if anything, is just popping out at you as far as I'm going to explore the Reiki, and then I'm going to check out Paul Siljig. He's coming to Seattle in a couple weeks, and I think he's a
wonderful
channeler.
Wonderful.
And I don't know. It's like anytime, it's like if Dr. Pat has any opportunities to, I don't know, do anything for you, I'd just love to come over and help you out in some way, because you're just amazingly awesome, and your whole, what you're doing, it's just, it's life-saving.
Mm. Wow, thank you. Awesome. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, it's funny about this because let me just say this. We finally found new space that we're going to move to in Montlake Terrace to build our studios. And, you know, the space is quite robust. One of the rooms, it's really interesting because I wasn't looking for this much space. But one of the rooms is so large that it can be used to have small events or book readings or things like that. So now this gives us at the Dr. Pat Show and the network to also start to feature some smaller events to invite our listeners to. And I never really, I mean, it's not like you plan this, but it's completely an intuitive way we even found this, right? And so I think that what we're talking about right now, I think that in the world we're living in and how fast things are moving, we have to develop this skill. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get from where we are to where we want to go, because there are way too many distractions. What do you all think?
Definitely. Definitely.
Wow. Well, thank you both. Let's take a short break, everyone, if we could. Stay on the line so Benny can get your address so we can get you a copy of the book, if you don't mind doing that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Lisa's going to talk about some of the stories in the book. We're going to, like, talk story, right, everybody? Because this is about the dying. Yep, Dying to Tell You is her book, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Dying to tell you. Lisa, this book is fantastic. I was hanging on to the stories as I was reading them, and I was shocked by the voice that, you know, in the unique voice, shall I say, of each of the folks that came through. I want to ask you a couple questions. Which, if any of these, let's just say, shocked you?
That's a great question, Dr. Pat. The one that shocked me is so easy to answer because that was Davy Jones from the Monkees, and I'm 58 this summer, so I certainly remember that band, and I'm not sure how many of the listeners here do know the Monkees, but anyways, of course, he was my idol, and I actually met him in life. My friend at the time in Canada was a comedian, so we were doing a comedy show, and then we went next door, and I guess the Monkees had a kind of a revival thing going on, so that was 2006, and we were hanging out with the band, and there's a picture. I'm not sure if it's on my website. I should put it on there, though, if it isn't, but it could be on my website, where somebody captured a photo of us, Davey and I, talking at the bar, having a drink, and what we were discussing is, he was saying, oh, Lisa, when you're dead, in that wonderful British accent that he had. And I said, no, Davey, you're not dead. I should schedule you for a past life regression. And we never got to that because I think schedules just conflicted for the next day. Well, anyway, fast forward 9 years, and I'm channeling this book. And by the way, it came to me. They said, remember the word unbidden. It's the most important word you need to remember. And it meant unsolicited, uninvited. And that is truly what happened. I didn't invite this project. I didn't know. They told me, you're not going to know who's going to come. You're not going to know what the subject matter will be. You'll have no say in any of it. You just take dictation just like you were in court. Because at first they said, I can't write this book. I'm not a writer. And they said, you're not writing. You're taking dictation. You're a court reporter. I said, ah, yes, I am. So they came. And when they would show up, I wouldn't know who they were oftentimes. Because I don't follow anything celebrity. I mean, I don't follow anything. I have literally not had a TV in my house for decades. But my son, he did in his room, but not me. So I really didn't know who, and who was dead and who was not. So when Davey came, it was shocking because I thought, what? He's dead? But I knew the energy. He had this delightful, happy energy. And I said, Davey, that can't be you. Are you dead? And he said, yes, yes. And I've never been so happy to be wrong. Because, of course, he thought when you're dead, you're dead. So So that was very shocking, and he remains the most delightful. I mean, his energy is fantastic. And the other you that shocked me, Waylon Jennings, I actually have to admit, embarrassing as it is, I didn't know who he was. I heard the name, but I had no idea. And when he showed up, even in the book chapter of him, he says, "You don't know, I think, that I'm dead. You're wondering if I am." And I said, "Yeah, I am, because I don't even know, and I'm not even sure who you are." So that was a shocker. And then Paul Newman, I wasn't 100% sure he had died, and I certainly didn't know whether his wife had passed or not. So again, you just wonder about that. And so I didn't know a lot of that. And but the message-wise, I think the one that stuck with me is Einstein, because he said he was so revered for his intellect on the earth, and then he crossed over and found out he was so ordinary, and that it didn't even matter, and that we just give everyone credit for these things that we deem so important, but really the things that are important are the light in our heart, basically, like the old Egyptians used to, you know, the fable of whatever, that they'd measure your heart upon passing to see if it's light or heavy, and it needs to be as light as a feather. Well, it's one of those kinds of things where the messages were, it's not about the fame, the good looks, the influence, the money, the success, the women, the men, all the stories, the intellect, the power. It's not even about that. It's about how much did you love, what did you learn, and that kind of thing. And did you live your passion? So those are the questions that get asked of us. And that's why they've all come, is that they said that to help us benefit from the wisdom of their now new perspective, where they had everything that the earth would say were the things to strive for in the world. They had every bit of it. And they all crossed over and went, whoa, wait a minute here. Did we miss the mark a little? Because actually, the best thing I did in my life wasn't those 16 albums. It was when I put my arm around my sister and I really listened to her. I mean, stuff like that is just shocking. And you think, wow. So they want us to, I guess, benefit from the wisdom that they have now gleaned from the other side and help us live more meaningful, fulfilled lives now here while we're in these bodies, and so that we live with less regret. And that's kind of the basic bottom line message.
Yeah. You know, the idea of living without regrets, I think, is one of the most, you and I were talking about what we each think is kind of important. You know, I'm part of a community where we have a mantra, and the mantra is resentment is the number one offender. And, you know, and people say, well, what has resentment got to do with anything? Well, when you regret something, there's an energy to it.
Oh, yeah.
Depending Absolutely. Upon how much you regret something, either something for yourself or you regret something of another, you know, one of the directions you can go is to form levels of resentment. And I think what you're sharing about these folks and what they're bringing forward is clearly a message of love. But it's also the action of love, right?
Yeah.
They're not the same. You know, energy, love has an energy, but then there's an action. And don't you think both are being called for, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's one thing to feel it, but I really firmly believe, and Spirit has shared with me in all forms, that we could have all stayed on the other side or in other dimensions and other things like that. We could have. We chose to come to this earth because it's one of the, well, it's been called the insane asylum of the universe. It's been called the most dense, difficult planet where only the warriors of the universe would ever dare to come. Those that have braved this earth are really, truly somebody. I mean, just coming here, we all get a medal. I mean, pat yourself on the back, everybody, for just showing up, because it's really a dense environment. It's full of heaviness and negativity and duality, things that we don't find in other dimensions. So just coming here is a big, big thing. We're all warriors to do it. But then we have to be loved while there's all these negative things, forces kind of, you could say, pushing and pulling at us. So that's no easy thing. That's really hard. But in heaven, it's so easy to be loved. You just are. You don't have to do anything. And it's kind of like Neil Donald Walsh's Little Soul in the Sun. That's just one of the most fabulous books I've ever read. All of his work is, but that one is, I've read it to my child. I mean, it's just fabulous. You know, she wanted to experience herself as forgiveness. And she says, they said, well, who will you forgive? There's nobody here in heaven. Oh, so I need someone to forgive. So that must mean what? Somebody has to hurt me. But nobody in heaven would hurt you, right? So you have to come to the earth to have that happen. And that's what this earth is. It's a testing ground for the very brave.
Oh, man. Lisa, thank you so much for this. You know, this hour went by so quickly, but this is a testing ground. We are being tested. Let's show up with the energy of flying A-plus colors of love. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.